from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Hello, Sunny Coast. I'm just
still yawning as of yesterday's podcast intro.
Oh, the contagious yawn gear.
If this is the first podcast you've ever heard, you're going to have to go back and listen to yesterday's.
Yeah, we made people yawn through the radio. And all through the podcast. Because we said, message us if we made you yawn. No one messaged us, so.
Maybe it doesn't work.
Maybe it doesn't work.
But again, that's what we want to hear. We want to know if it, you know, you come up with a scientific hypothesis. You want a win or a loss?
Are you trying to claim that you came up with yawns are contagious as a scientific hypothesis?
Hey, we want to prove it on a large scale, okay?
It's like what we said last week, that we came up with the cup and string phone.
Look.
We invented it.
You can't disprove it.
So true.
You know, you Next can't prove
week,
it.
We're going to come up with the wheel.
That's right. We've had enough of the square here at the Ellie and Taz Show. We're going to round the corners off. Give that a go. Put it under a car. And we'll invent that the week after.
What do you think was the first shape? Nah, we're not going there.
No. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Was the square.
See ya.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
One of the best Facebook pages to follow. If you were to follow only one thing on Facebook, his account or their account is superb.
Well, I've been very busy lately. I keep seeing Stu pop up on the news and pop up in news websites. Last week, he popped up talking about a story about a woman in Budrum. Did you see this footage of a python in the backyard, in someone's backyard in Budrum, and it attacked their cat?
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, that was hectic.
And to get it on video as well, yeah, mind-blowing.
Yeah, so that was the first reason. And then today, he's popped up. Because a post that they've shared has gone viral, as they often do on that Facebook page, of a snake. As the Courier Mail puts it, a shocking shot of a coastal python snake's massive dump has gone viral.
You with love locals, poo chat.
With locals amazed by the size of the monster stool. Sorry.
Can you paint the picture for us? As much as I don't want to have the picture painted, you paint the picture of the poo?
I have never seen snake poo before. Have you?
Not snake poo, but I've had a pet lizard in my time, and he would certainly let it rip needed to. Once a week, once every couple of days, he would. Yeah, they're big.
Did you have to clean it up?
Yeah.
Did you get little doggy bags to clean it up?
You just scoop it and get it and throw it in the bin.
In the bin?
Yeah.
What, with like your potato scraps and stuff?
No, I'd flush it, actually. No, I'd flush it. Oh. Yeah.
Does it smell?
Really bad.
Does it?
Yeah, because I think, lizards are constantly under threat with the birds and everything trying to attack them, and I feel like they're poo.
Oh, they're having nervous poops.
They poo and then they run. They run away from that because they don't want the smell lingering near them at all.
So are they nervous poops? Like, you know how sometimes you have a nervous...
I don't think that they're nervous, but they have to, like, conditions have to be perfect. I found whenever my pet Cookie was his name, if he needed to go, you needed to make sure like everything was calm and he was in the corner.
Oh,
and...
so if you flew like a fake eagle over his cage,
he'd
would he
run.
Nervous poop or he'd
he
run?
Would run away.
Would he?
Yeah.
There you go.
Poor guy. Don't do that.
No, hey, I'm fascinated.
Evil,
I am fascinated. Cookie.
Evil person.
Bless. I've looked up how do snakes poop. Apparently.
Paint the picture, Ellie.
Because, okay, well, this python is hanging from a ceiling. Doesn't say which suburb it's in, but it's on the Sunny Coast. And it's curled up.
It's
and
a
then
big python. Good
coming,
couple of metres.
Yeah.
And thick, too.
So thick. Coming out, it's, I'm guessing, bottom. Yeah. I didn't know that snakes had bottoms.
What did you think, Ellie?
I've never thought about a snake's.
What? They eat stuff? Eat big things?
Yeah, but I just thought, I don't know, they digest it and then it just disappears.
Can only go one way.
Well, that's what Stewie's captioned it. He said, what goes out must come in. And it is quite literally a big human-like log. But bigger than a human could produce.
Oh, mass. It's the size of my arm, Sunny Coast.
It's the size of your arm after, 20 years of arm day.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We're getting very A Current Affair this afternoon.
Yeah.
We're talking neighbourly disputes. 545-11919. Caller of the day is going to our Lightning, Sunshine Coast Lightning, taking on the New South Wales Swifts this weekend.
Yeah, it's happening Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be announcing at the game day.
So cool.
Revving up the crowd and whatnot. So it's going to be an awesome day out, and the Lightning tip to do very well this season as well.
Double pass up for grabs. Best caller of the day, 545-11919.
Yeah, the reason we want to talk about neighbourly disputes is I want to get your thoughts on this, Taz. Mm-hmm. Is this an okay behaviour or not? There's a car that's been parked on the street in the northern beaches of Sydney, and it's been parked there for ages, right?
Okay.
It's a beat-up old thing,
mm-hmm.
hasn't moved.
Yep.
So someone, a grumpy old man, has taken it upon themselves to spray paint all over the car. Ranger, please remove.
No one is doing that as the first step. So you've...
True.
I think notes will have been left. No one just goes, I'm sick of it. Get the spray paint.
I don't know. Grumpy old men, they're in the league of their own.
If anybody's going to do it, it's them.
They've got nothing but time on their hands by the look of this guy. He's vandalised the thing, and people are torn over whether that was fair or not.
Okay.
But things like this happen a lot. Neighbours can get angry with each other.
Very much so.
I had a letter left in my letterbox once when I lived in a share house in Budrum.
Yeah.
We had a housewarming party, my four housemates and I.
Small affair, was it?
We did go around.
Is it still going?
I knew that it was going to be quite a loud event.
Okay.
And we didn't want to put anyone off. So I went round a few days before the party to all the neighbours' letterbox.
We've just moved in and we're about to be really loud.
Yes, effectively. We're having a little housewarming shindig. It'll be done by 10 o'clock because we're going to get everyone out to Ocean Street. Put a little letter in there. Thank you so much for your understanding. Put a little lolly bag in there as well. Did the
right
thing.
Attract ants to the mailbox. Really good. Really good.
After the party, we get a printout of the council's noise restrictions in our letterbox, highlighted, noise shall not exceed such and such decibels. Du-du-du-du. Nothing else, just a printout and a highlight. Didn't know who it was from.
Oh.
It was one of our neighbours in Budrum.
So you moved out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't
live
there anymore.
545-11919. We want to know neighbourly disputes. What happened? We'll get to the bottom of it.
Specifically, I want to know the stupid things that your neighbours have complained about. You know, something as, silly as that, or as, sneaky as that, printing out the council restrictions.
Or
come off.
Are you Ellie's neighbour? I'll give you the ticket straight up if that's you.
I've had neighbours call the cops on me before.
Oh.
It was the start of COVID, just after we went into the first lockdown. I was living in a house.
They think you had broken the bubble.
Yes. Oh. I was living in a house in Mooloolaba with four other girls. And so one Saturday night, 7 o'clock, we were sitting in our backyard having some drinks because we all lived there.
Yes.
And the cops rocked up at the door and they were like, you know that you can't have people over. And we were like, we live here though.
What?
And the cops said, okay, well, can you just make sure you all stay 2 metres apart from each other? And we were like, sure.
But we live here,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, okay. It was bizarre. It was right at the start.
Those
no one really knew what was up.
Early COVID stories, that would be a really good phoner topic.
Yes. But we were like, who called the cops on us? Which one of you was it?
Everybody was just trying their best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even the neighbour, just trying their best.
True. That's fair. Maybe.
Maybe. You were also probably a bit loud, knowing you.
Yeah. It was a fun party, to be honest.
Fun was illegal back then.
It's true. Let's go to the phones for your neighbourly disputes. Hello, Claire. Have you had one?
Yes. So we've got a dog that is a bit of an escape artist.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as one of the kids opens the front door, he's out that door and bolts. And we've got this one neighbour in our street who is not big on dogs roaming the street at all. And so she used to come and yell at us all the time and, your dog's pooed here, whatever. But then one day when I was out, I had my kids at home and I raced down the street and she had picked up some dog poo and put it into a poo bag, got to my front door, knocked, the kids went to the door and she's actually opened the door up herself and thrown it inside my house.
Oh,
that's like the old school light it on fire at the doorstep mentality.
And my dog hadn't even been out that day.
Oh, my goodness. That's brutal. What? Imagine being in the mind of those people, you know, who something like that can anger them so much they do something as ridiculous as that.
Yep, my kids were mortified.
Yeah, I bet. Do you still live near her, Claire?
Yes, and she still does things like that.
Do it back. Go and knock and run her house.
Love it. Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Claire. Let's go now to Bo from Bly Bly. Bo, what's the neighbourhood dispute in your life?
Yeah, I've got a funny old neighbour, and, you know, sometimes they've got nothing better to whinge about, you know. So, anyway, I've got a knock at the door one day, and he's goes, oh, I don't want to be rude or anything, Bo, but I think there's something going on with your stink pipe. I said, what do you mean? He goes, we're getting a bit of a whiff coming onto our patio. And I'm like, well, isn't that what it's meant to do? It's meant to vent your toilet system.
Yeah.
And anyway, he kept whinging, you know, went on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and he actually come knocking at my door a few weeks later and gave me the plumbing gear to actually get up on my roof so I could extend my stink pipe higher.
Were you just eating curries or something, Bo? What was going on?
I don't know. I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. I don't even think I opened the window, and I don't even think it's coming from there. But, yeah, so anyway, I got up on the roof and, you know, fixed it and whatever, and then a few weeks later, get the old knock at the door again. I'm sorry to do it to you, Bo, but your stink pipe's still stinking. And I'm like, well, I think the point of your stink pipe is meant to be lower so it doesn't actually vent higher and blow into someone else's house. So anyway, I haven't done anything about it. I've left it like that. You reckon? I think I should call a plumber.
Sure.
And I'm like, well, I don't think I've got a problem with my plumbing system because I've got nothing bubbling up. I've got no smells coming from my sink or toilet. So I think it might be just your chicken manure.
Chicken manure.
Oh my gosh! I like that the complaints happen, and he's given you a solution, but it all seems pretty above board, and kind of they're trying to go about it as nicely as possible, Bo.
I think so, you know. Like, and then I'm like, well, I'm not paying for a plumber.
Yeah. What a win getting the free plumbing supplies! I'd be stoked with that.
So now we're paranoid to use the duck toilet.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, problem with stink. I did not know a stink pipe was a thing, apart from the guy sitting across from me. Am I right?
All right.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9. CFM.
So we're in the game of playing music, Taz.
Yes. Yep.
You and I have been in commercial radio for a long time. And look, I'm going to peel back the curtain.
Here we go.
We love most of the music that we play. However.
You're taught in radio school that you have to say you love all of the songs.
Yeah.
However, we don't always love everything that we play.
No, sometimes songs grind our gears. Very rarely, but every now and again. And it's not just us. We were talking to another guy that we work with earlier today, and he just came out of nowhere. We were playing what you and I consider to be a total banger.
This is a great song. I think it's in the top three of our charts in Australia.
Yeah.
I want you, I need you, whole guy.
This banger.
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. What a song.
These beautiful things that I've got, please stay.
Oh. What a voice on him too.
And he just goes, our friend goes, oh, that song is just the worst.
It's good up until he starts screaming at me. Rah, rah, rah. And we said, okay, here we go. What's the worst song? What is your absolute least favourite song? It just grinds your gears. Mm. Maybe technically a successful song.
Yeah.
But you just can't stand it. For me, it's Hey Mickey. Horrible. It's that on repeat. That's all it does. Ooh. We've heard the whole song.
No, what about the dun, been around a night, yeah, and that's a little long.
545-11919, Sunny Coast, give us a call. Tell us your all-time worst song, your least favourite song. You're going to be going in the draw for Sunshine Coast Lightning tickets. We've got double passes at Sunshine Coast Lightning. Become a member today, sunshinecoastlightning.com.au. They're playing this Sunday, and it's going to be a massive one, kicking off the round with New South Wales Swifts.
Yeah, it's the song that if it comes on the radio, you just have to switch stations. I mean, not that we're ever encouraging that.
It may never play here on C.
It probably does.
Maybe it does.
Only play bangers.
Hey, maybe it's like Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Oh. Or Beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. Sure,
thank you. I'm second guessing myself.
You know what annoys me?
What have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately?
She just does that for like 2 minutes straight. Come up with some new lyrics, Janet. I know you're very successful. I know you've done some wonderful things, but God, that song sucks.
Play it again.
Oh.
Come on.
What have you done? Not much, to be honest.
Actually, I agree with that one. Oh. Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Sunny Coast, what's your least favourite song? Stace from Lansborough. G'day.
Hello.
Hi, Stacey. What song grinds your gears?
I don't know who sings it, but it's Bulletproof.
Oh. So sorry to play it for you.
I know. It's just, I don't know. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. How can a song be disgusting?
That's her biggest song.
I don't know. I know it is, and I just don't like it.
It is a little bit nasally and like...
Actually, yeah, I can understand why you don't like it, Stace.
Yeah, I can see how it'd be a bit gear grinding. So sorry.
Her finger slipped. So we've actually got two people on the line at the moment. Their names are Danny and Alicia. Hello, ladies.
Hey, how you going?
Hi.
Now, the reason we've got you both on together is because you just called up and Tazzy spoke to you off the air.
So, Danny, what's your least favourite song?
That goddamn Texas Hold'em Beyonce crap.
And Alicia, what's your least favourite?
Yeah, I agree, Danny. Oh, my God. Stay in your lane, Beyonce. It's not country. And I
totally agree. And I am not a country fan at all. But, you know, when you're walking around... in a G-string and thigh-high boots and a cowboy hat, that doesn't make you country girl.
No, it needs to stop.
Do you want us to give you each other's numbers so you guys can hang out? I feel like you've just bonded.
It's the only time I turn the station off is when that song comes on. I'm like, no, I can't.
Totally agree.
Well, you know what? Taz is in charge of the music that we play here. So, Tazzy, there's some live listener feedback for you.
No more Beyonce. It's one of the biggest songs in the country, let alone the world.
It's the worst.
And I love Beyonce usually, but nah.
I mean, she's a really, really talented woman, but do what you do. Don't cut in on something that you know nothing about, girl.
Bring back a bit more bootylicious, we say.
Exactly.
Do we?
Thanks so Danny, much, Alicia. Ladies, you're great.
You're both in the draw for the Lightning tickets as well. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I love a food challenge here on the show. I love putting you under a bit of duress, Ellie, because you aren't great with duress, are you?
I've had enough of duress. I'd be quite happy if there's no more duress coming my way.
There's a heap of duress coming. And we've actually got a bit of a renter crowd in here this afternoon as well. We've brought in our entire digital team and our promo team as well. We've got Phoebe, we've got Beck, we've got Lockie, we've got Piper. Whee! Hey, guys.
Hi, team.
I've roped you all in today because you don't quite know what you're about to do, but we're going to be following Dua Lipa's lead. So a few months ago, she was actually on a radio show over in the UK, but they've just shared the video of it. Mm. This is how Dua Lipa has her ice cream.
You know what I love? Mm. So I get vanilla ice cream and I put olive oil on it and sea salt. I don't know, so many people that I've showed it to, I've brought to the dark side.
Olive oil and sea salt on ice cream.
Terrible, right?
That's very... Because she's Albanian, isn't she?
Yes, she is. That's very... Albania.
Olive oil is a very Mediterranean thing to do, you know?
I've never had it.
On bread and stuff like that.
Don't do as Dua Lipa says, do as Dua does. So that's what we're going to do this afternoon.
Dua Lipa the ice cream.
No, you can do a lick of the ice cream if you'd like. That. So we've all got ice cream in front of us. Beck, can you olive oil us?
Sure.
Oil us up.
Sure can.
Thoughts, team, on this, on eating this?
I'm not a massive fan on olive oil.
Yeah,
that's my biggest thing.
I don't like oil and I'm scared about it.
Yeah, dipping bread in just olive oil seems like just wasted calories to me.
How much oil are we putting on there?
Yeah, well, was there a recipe?
Do we drizz?
Pipes, can you oil and salt me, please?
And the ice cream as well while you're doing it.
Not a sentence I thought I'd say.
Salted and then oiled.
Oh, gosh.
Does the order matter?
That looks like a lot of oil.
I might have accidentally put a lot more oil on Ellie's compared to everybody else's.
Oh, it'll slide down, Chaney.
Thank
it's all
you.
Right.
Okay,
so I'm thinking families in the car listening to this afternoon, you might think, well, I'm going to try and entertain the kids for a couple of minutes this afternoon. I've got ice cream. I've got olive oil. I've got sea salt. Are we all ready, team?
This looks revolting.
Yep. Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh, my God, it's so good.
It's actually quite good.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't like that at all.
It changes
like that. Mm.
It changes the whole flavour of the ice cream.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know whether I'm just enjoying the ice cream itself and I can't taste the rest of it.
You really got to...
No, that's good.
But yeah, my mouth feels slimy as...
Yeah, I think the oil is leaving a residue in my mouth and I don't like that. I don't like those things in my mouth.
Oh, no, I got too much oil.
Oh, but yeah, aftertaste.
A bit olive-y. Yeah, too I can much. Taste the olive.
So, families, if you're listening, it's vanilla ice cream, olive oil, Lockie's spinning it out, and sea salt if you want to eat ice cream like Dua Lipa does. Thoughts, Janie?
The after effects of the slimy mouth, not for me.
So
yeah, it's not it.
Singing, repeat after me.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, yesterday I was driving with Big Boss Benny. We're going to go get some lunch.
Beautiful.
And he dropped a bit of a nugget of gold, and I think it's going to be good for the show this afternoon. He said that the guy that cuts his hair, Kieran, has done every job under the sun, full of stories of, oh, yeah, I used to be this, I used to be that, I did this. So this has given me the idea, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Are you a jack of all trades?
Ooh, a multi-skilled person.
Yeah, I want to hear of someone that's had a career for 25 years, but they've done this, and then they've done this, and maybe they've flown a plane, and they've done this. If you want to show off about the range of skills that you've got, you'll be putting yourself in the running for the Sunshine Coast Lightning tickets. We're giving away a double this afternoon. 545-11919. I have to hear from the man himself, Kieran from the Barber Collective in Maroochydore. G'day, mate.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Hello, Kieran. I feel quite honoured to be speaking to you, given you have just had such a big pump-up being the jack-of-all-trades.
Well, thank you. Don't let him fool you, though. It's a bit of everything. So everything from, you know, doing remedial labour jobs all the way through to being a surf coach and now running my own business as a barber.
Yeah, right.
So take us through some of the different jobs that you've had in your time, Kieran.
Oh, working our way back. So as you guys said, I'm already a barber. Going back from that, I was a commercial tiler for a while.
What?
Plasterer's labourer. Before that, my family owned a butcher shop. Previous to that, I actually managed an adult shop for 2 years. And prior, I was teaching surfing down at Alex Heads for a number of years.
Big Boss Benny says that you used to be a boxer, Kieran.
What?
Yeah, nothing to report there. It was in the younger years and a lot of us did that. But, yeah, I used to be a boxer as well.
Oh, my goodness. Can you, like, did you have a stint as an accountant or something as well, Kieran? You know, I feel like I just throw a profession at you. You've probably done it.
See, love, I'll be honest with you. Numbers don't do it for me.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll cut out all the jobs to do with numbers then.
Jack of most trades. Kieran.
Okay, except for
most trades. I got to do my own tax if that makes you any better. But,
well, that, in that case, you're practically an accountant. That counts.
So 545-11919, Sunny Coast, are you a jack of all trades just like Kieran? Have you done everything under the sun? Show off to us this afternoon. We could be sending you and a mate to the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Kieran from the Barber Collective Maroochydore, thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Oh, look at you go. You
Love
are a
it.
Natural for radio.
Oh, guys, I'm telling you, like I used to say, I've sold rubber for a living. So I can sell anything.
Brad, have you had a lot of jack of trades in your life? What are they?
So, at the moment, I'm a lawn mowing contractor. Before that, I worked as a business development manager. I worked in hardware stores. I worked as a beach attendant on Hamilton Island.
Cool.
I worked hospitality bars. I worked in the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron. I started, one of my first jobs was working for a guy doing refrigeration engineering. I worked in a pool as a lifeguard.
Have you worked at a Macca's?
Never worked in
got
the back end.
Yeah, got him.
Thanks, Brad. Let's move on to Ellie from Woombye. Hello, Ellie.
Hello.
Are you a jacket of all trades? Jacqueline of all trades.
No, my dad is, though.
Oh, what can he do, Ellie? What's he done in his time?
So he's worked as a chef. He's worked as a tiler. He's worked as a mechanic. He's worked as a maintenance officer. He's worked in the railway as a... doing something with the train, and he's worked as a mechanic in the mine, and he's worked in the mine.
Oh, that is particularly a lot of trades.
Yeah.
That is a useful dad to have because you can call him to fix pretty much anything.
And he can cook because he's a chef.
Yeah.
And if your train breaks down, he's the guy you can call as well. I love how Ellie was like, he worked in the railway. Doing something with trains. Really narrowed it down.
Well, that was before I was born.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll give you that one.
How many times a week are you calling him to come and fix something for you?
Not much, because he's not very good at fixing cars, like family cars.
Didn't you say he was a mechanic?
Yeah, but he fixes everyone else's before he fixes ours.
Ah, that old chestnut.
It's like when you go to a barber with a bad haircut.
Yes.
You know, they're cutting everybody else's hair, not their own. I understand. I get it.
Yeah. Oh, Ellie, thank you for your call, sister. Say hi to your dad for us.
I will. Okay.
See you later.
And if we have any trains break down, we know who to call.
Oh, absolutely. And finally, let's move on to Kylie Lansborough. Kylie, who's the jack of all trades in your life?
Well, I wouldn't say jack of all trades, but I did Big W when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to become like a chef, and then childcare, and then nursing, and now pathology.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. So Big W, then what was next, Kylie? Chef?
Yep. So I was chef, and then for quite a few years, and then moved up here, did childcare there, and then, went to do my nursing and changed of career after 11 years and then went into pathology.
Super useful because you can look after kids, you can cook for the kids, and if people need to return their products at Big W or something, then you can help them out there as well.
Oh, God.
Stack the shelves.
I thought when you were saying return their products, you were alluding to her pathology career because I thought she's doing that as well.
Kelly and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We really need some sort of opening theme for this game. We love it so much. It's called Bandle. It's like Wordle, but it's with a song every day. The website puts it together. We just play along with you, Sunny Coast. If you want to play along, Bandle.
Yeah.
Just Google it. It's the first thing that comes up.
And if you think that you can guess the song that is being played layer by layer on Bandle before us, then call us. 545-11919. We'll sort you out with a prize. All right. First layer, Tassie. We know that this was released in 1996.
Yep.
It's had 767 YouTube views.
767?
Million. Did I leave out the million?
Thank you. Yep. I was like, gee, this is going to be obscure.
Yeah, it's a song I wrote in year 9. And the difficulty is medium.
Joel, why don't you love me back?
Joel, no, I never loved a Joel.
Okay.
There's plenty of boys I did love in high school, but no Joels. All right, here we go.
God. You sound just play the song.
Okay, every time I laugh, I cough. It's not fun.
Let's not laugh anymore.
Here's the bass layer. 1996 is a while ago.
I find you don't get much from the bass or drums.
Unless it's like all about that bass. Well, we know this is a slow song. I feel like it's going to be a boy band of some description.
I got no clue. 545-11919, Sunny Coast, jump in, steal it from us if you know what it is.
Now we're going to add some piano and synth. Say you love me again.
Oh, no.
Unchain my heart.
My heart.
Unchain my heart.
Is it unchain or unbreak?
Oh, unbreak. Maybe it's unbreak.
Unbreak.
Oh.
I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to search it on here. Unbreak.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Surely.
That makes more sense.
It was. Tony Braxton.
I would not have gotten...
Woo! That's a point for me.
Say you love me again.
I never win this game.
Good job,
I think
Tassie.
It might be my first win. You're too good at this, Janie.
Well done. Well done.
How'd you go at home, Sunny Coast? Did you beat us? We'll play every day. It's called Bandle. Bandle.
And today's verbal clue, if we hadn't have gotten any of the layers, it gives you a verbal clue. Unshatter my ticker.
Oh, God.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.